And I saw the city of God coming down from heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, several of us pilgrims have completed our journey through the book of Revelation. All mysteries are now known. All details solved. And we are now puffed up with that knowledge that the Apostle Paul warned us against in the previous epistle. Knowledge puffeth up, the Apostle Paul says, but love builds up. Well, I am going to speak a little bit on the book of Revelation this morning. And then, since it's morning prayer, and since it's a little bit more of a casual service, we're going to have a special presentation a little bit after the sermon. But here is my commentary on what we can say about the book of Revelation, having studied it. The book of Revelation is quite possibly the greatest piece of literature ever written. It is a symphony in words. It is loaded, packed with allusions to the Old Testament, but without a single direct quotation. It evokes all the senses, the sense of sight, the sense of smell, the sense of taste, the sense of touch and hearing. It engages the mind as well as the soul and spirit. It is at once a symphony, a first century IMAX 3D visual odyssey, a puzzle, a perplexity, a prophecy, an epistle, and a revelation by Jesus Christ of Jesus Christ. Christ the Lord. Christ Jesus, Messiah, Savior, priest and sacrifice, coming, reigning King. The book of Revelation is a fitting bookend to the greatest collection of books ever written, the Bible. It is a bookend to Genesis, in the beginning. Revelation is the ending, which is really the ushering in of a new beginning that is unending. Behold, I make all things new, saith the Lord. And of this great and grand story, Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega, which is Bible way of saying the A to Z, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The book of Revelation, its message. What is its message? Its message is Jesus is Lord, and the corollary, Caesar is not. The next time a politician rubs you the wrong way, just remember that. Jesus is Lord, he shall have his way. He shall reign where'er the sun through its successive journeys goes. He is coming in power and glory to rule and reign. And of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. The message of Revelation, part two, the church is his bride. The precious possession that he longs for and adores and waits for as a bridegroom. And we must prepare ourselves. Fits right in with 1 Corinthians 13. Be conformed to the image of love found in 1 Corinthians 13. Not only must we be preparing ourselves, beautifying ourselves, the church must be faithful. Because the book of Revelation does not paint a picture of a serene world, but one in conflict, deadly conflict potentially. The church must be prepared for pushback, for persecution, even for martyrdom. Martyrdom of Christians has been in the news lately. Or I might better say, martyrdom of Christians has been occurring, but largely has not been in the news today. There are reports out of DR Congo that there was a massacre on February 12th, 3 weeks ago. In DRC, militants from an Islamist group abducted at least 70 Christian civilians. The captives included women, children, and the elderly, who were taken to a Protestant church in a nearby village called Kasanga, where these 70 brothers and sisters, children, girls, and boys, were executed by beheading with machetes. Their bodies were discovered on February 14th. Local sources reported that even days after the attack, some families were unable to bury their dead. Many Christians fled the area to areas perceived as safer. An elder expressed the community's anguish, stating, "We don't know what to do or how to pray. We've had enough of massacres. May God's will alone be done." And then, as Christian organizations have reported, despite the severity of this massacre, international media coverage has been limited. Some international organizations even refuse to acknowledge that it has occurred, with one saying it remained unverified, while acknowledging that a civil society source in the region had reported discovering this over 70 bodies. So that tells us something about where the world's attention is, doesn't it? The church continues to suffer for its witness for Jesus Christ. It continues to be faithful. And our Lord Jesus Christ says to this beleaguered church, "Be faithful to the end, and you shall have the crown of life." Friends, Jesus Christ is worth living for, and he's also worth dying for if it should come to that. The book of Revelation assures us of Christ's victory. He is Lord. He will come. He will establish his kingdom. Our God Almighty shall put his arms around us and dry all tears and heal all wounds. And we will say, it was worth it to bear that most holy and majestic name, the name of Jesus Christ. This is a message, the book of Revelation, to every generation and to every Christian person who has lived or ever will. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.